Three friends looking for their Kevin find themselves in a strange land.
Kevin!
Oh my God, where's my Kevin?
There's a bush-shaped Kevin.
With strange new powers.
Guys, look at my body.
Wow!
Joey, is that you? Is this Pig Joey?
Do they have what it takes to save Loria and find their way back home?
I don't think so.
Will they ever have a Kevin again?
Honestly, guys, have you ever considered giving up on the Kevin that we've had and just going to the Kevin store?
Get a new one?
No one knows, but it should at least be funny. This is Story Holes and Dragons. I am Kevin.
I'm Brian.
I'm Roger.
And I'm Joey.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Thanks for coming today. I know this isn't normally our recording day. We're doing something a little bit different. There's been, I don't know if you guys have seen this in our emails, we've been inundated with people asking what happened between season 2 and 3? What was going on that whole time? And where did Brian come from?
Uh-huh.
What is happening? Yeah.
I've been wondering that a lot.
A lot of people are looking for a Brian origin story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's like 10 emails a day asking for some Brian O.
Got some snail mail. It was from Brian. It just said it was from Brian saying, "What am I?"
It would actually be nice if we can address this on the show, because I'm tired of just being out and like I'm, you know, trying to have a nice day at the park with my family and people keep running up and saying like, you know, where did Brian come from? And yeah. I just don't want to deal with that all the time.
What's Brian? Shakes you. And then shakes your children.
Yeah. I've been seeing those shirts around a lot. What's Brian?
What's Brian?
I figured that we should tell our story for once. We tell a lot of other stories, but I thought that we could start, you know, telling people what we're all about. And so we should start with that.
I agree. I think it's a good idea.
That's great. It seems
it's
great.
It's time.
We're fascinating.
Yes. Yeah.
And we put the time in.
We put the time in. But instead of just like saying what happened between that, I thought that maybe instead we could kind of like role play it. And I know that that's kind of a lot to ask you guys on the spot to do. So I'm just going to have you guys play yourselves and I'll do the rest of the people.
Can I play Count Dracula?
Yeah, when we get to Count Dracula, you can take over him.
Should I start playing myself now?
Yeah, if you guys could start.
Hey, nerds, like, what am I even doing here with you? I'm going surfing. Fuck this.
That is
true.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
So good. Also, I need some help from you guys. This is kind of going to be a long project, potentially, depending on what people think and how it's received. But I need some names for what we might call this. So far, I have 3 that I think might be contenders. My first one is just Story Hole, because it's like a story hole about story hole.
Yeah, story holes all the way down.
Yeah. Since we're role-playing, Story Holes and Dragons is like a pretty good one.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The last one I have is Trace Amigos and Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Any ideas?
Can we play out this first episode and then reconvene with this? I want to have like a feeling of what it's like.
Yeah, we can re-broach this at the end.
And also, if I vote for Story Hole and Dragons, then it turns out there's no dragons in this episode. You know, I'm going to feel like a fool.
Well, there's not going to be any dragons in this episode. And we're going to talk about dragons a lot, but you probably aren't going to see them until like season 3 or so.
Okay, that's fine.
Are there any dragons from when the dragon dropped off Brian?
we're starting after that. Thank you for bringing it up, though, because we should have.
Real quick caveat, so that makes sense. Unlike normal human babies that are delivered by storks, Brian's are delivered by dragon.
It's true.
Well, delivered in the sense of like how a woman delivers a baby. Brian was birthed from a dragon.
Yeah, he's got the full garb on, a stethoscope, and he's screaming, "Bush! Bush!"
Smell is horrible.
Yeah.
They don't have the same anatomy as us, though, so they pop out of elbows for some reason. The elbow baby.
Do you know what the elbow with the skin on the elbow is called?
The chud.
The penis.
Yeah, the penis, that's it. It's the weenus, I think, right? Weenus.
Is that really weenus?
Uh-huh. The skin on your elbow is called the weenus.
Makes sense that would come out of the weenus.
Yeah, dragon weenus.
Mm.
I didn't realize how appropriate that joke was. I was just going off of just a strange body part, but that's perfect.
You did very good.
Yeah. Oops. Anyway.
Oops all weenus.
Oops, holiness.
When we stopped the little skits that we had at the beginning of the season, we ended up arriving at a mansion that Roger had inherited. Where did you get the mansion, Roger? Do you remember?
Man, I don't remember. I think we'd have to go back. I think we might have just bought it with all the money we made off of season two.
Oh, yeah.
And this is referencing the in-between episodes between season two and three. There's like maybe five short episodes.
They're called Boys in the Woods. So Boys if you want to catch up, go back and look at those. Boys in the Woods before season three.
We're going to be starting after that, after the Boys in the Woods section, after we got into the mansion, because that's where our main story begins. The four of us are in Roger's new mansion. We are in a large stone room with tall ceilings. It's dimly lit by a fireplace up against one of the walls. In front of the fireplace is a large bear rug and five ornate reading chairs, all centered around the warmth of the light by the fire. The bear rug is huge, way too large to be made out of just one bear, but it's in the shape of one bear, so you assume that it must have been a fake bear rug of some kind. Mm-hmm. Lining all the walls are shelves and shelves of books from all over the world. The room is dark and cold, but also somehow very cozy. There are windows in the room, but thick velvet curtains conceal what we might have seen outside. You think to draw the curtains, but then remember that it's nighttime, so it wouldn't do much good. It's funny, you almost forgot what time of day it is. It's very difficult to tell in this room, which seems to be separate from everything else around. Perhaps that's why it feels so comfortable. I'm off to the side looking through the shelves to see if there's anything that catches my interest. We decided to come to the mansion together, but that was the extent of the plans. We never discussed what we were going to do when we got here, so we're all kind of just looking around for something to do to pass the time. What are you guys doing?
I brought a Game Boy. So I'm playing.
You thought it had.
Yeah, I'm playing good. Playing Miss Pac-Man on my Game Boy.
I'm going through each book and I'm pulling on it to see if it opens a secret passageway.
Yeah, still no luck so far.
I found on the shelves the book sequel to Short Circuit 3, and I sat down in one of the chairs and I'm reading.
The novelization of Short Circuit 3.
Is there actually a Short Circuit 3?
Johnny 5 times 3 equals 15 is what it's called.
Yeah. They never made it into a movie, but the book was written.
Honestly, I'm reading it. It's a terrible book. I understand why it never made it into the movie form.
It's a college textbook.
It's like a step below straight to video. It's straight to book instead.
This is never going to fly on video. Hey,
since we're on the topic, can I just tell the listeners right now that I emailed the guy who wrote the theme song for Short Circuit 2 to see if I could use it legally.
See if you could buy it.
What happened?
Yeah, I wanted to buy it. I'm not going to be able to buy it, so I asked if I could just use it, but I haven't heard back.
And? Nothing?
That happened was like 3 days ago.
It's such a funny idea to me that you're like, nobody's using this song. I wonder if I can just email the guy who made it and ask for it.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you be excited if you were that guy? Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool, ambitious plan. And one of these days, one of those things is going to pan out for you, Joey, and you're just going to have access. He's like, you know what? I'm not doing anything with it. You own the rights to the end of Short Circuit.
Dude, I would be
worried about that because then there's going to be the Short Circuit song and everything Joey does all the time.
Well,
So you mean excited is the word you're looking
excited about it. Yeah.
Yeah, very excited about it.
Joey, if that ever happens, can you change your last name legally from Lang to Five so you're Joey Five?
Joey Five.
I'm going to be Joey Short Circuit. Joey Short Circuit 2.
Joey, the song from Short Circuit.
Uh-huh. What were you going to do with it?
I just like it.
Were you going to sleep with it?
Ew, why don't you marry it then?
Going to get first, I swear.
We're all kind of doing our own thing, and I kind of get the urge that I need to use the restroom. Ooh. And so I ask you guys, did any of you guys see where the bathroom was when we got in here?
I saw a room that seemed wetter than the rest of the rooms, and that might be the
bathroom. Yeah, I saw that one too.
I saw a room that seemed wilder, so it's probably the same one.
Yeah, the wet and wild room, I think is the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. It's
right, down the hall and then to the left. Look a left at the end of the hall.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check it out. I want to see if I can maybe find the restroom around here. And I leave the room.
Okay.
You guys keep doing what you're doing and an hour passes.
I've got some bad news. The batteries in my Game Boy died.
Shit.
So I've got nothing to do now.
You need batteries.
Yeah.
You need batteries for you can't plug it into the wall.
Yeah, there are no batteries in this mansion. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you could harness the power of the fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put my Game Boy next to the fire and just see if the heat transfers energy into my Game Boy. It doesn't work. Well, let me roll for it. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Well, it's a good try.
Are you telling me you've been pooping for an hour, Kevin?
I've been gone for an hour. You can speculate on whether I've been pooping.
Should we go look for Kevin then? I'm worried about him.
I mean, if a friend of mine goes to the bathroom and isn't back in an hour, I'm immediately concerned. So I'd say yes.
In my heart of hearts, doesn't it just take a long time? Hey, let's just go look for him. Yeah, let's go find him. I think we should probably go find him. It's a big-ass mansion.
It's a big-ass mansion, and I know Kevin has a little ass, so I know sometimes pooping takes him a long time.
If it's a really big toilet, he might have just fallen right in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's a little ass in the sense that it's small in size and he might fall in, but also the diameter of the hole is small.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It takes a long time for Kevin to poop because it's a tiny little piece of poop that comes
out.
Oh,
it's like
a
little
time.
Play-Doh thing when you squeeze it through and it comes out like a little noodle.
Pasta maker.
Yeah.
I eat pasta and I make pasta.
Is that what you call your butt? Your pasta maker?
Little angel hair pasta slipping out.
Little fun factory.
Mine's a fucking rigatoni, baby.
Mine is always shells. I don't even...
Stuffed shells?
Yeah.
Mine's a scream.
Scream?
Yeah, I just scream out a little bit.
I feel like this is not the direction Kevin intended for.
No.
I'm not there to defend myself.
Instead of going and searching for Kevin, we're just making weird jokes about his butt. Let's go.
We're poop jokes.
Okay, let's go look for him.
You guys leave the room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Outside the room is a large, long hallway lined with doors. Mm-hmm. All of them are closed and nondescript. If there were bathrooms, it would be impossible to tell. Can you guys roll a d20 for an investigation check?
Yeah.
Each of you?
I got 11.
I have a hard one.
Ooh, I got a 15.
Okay. So all of you notice that there is a sign outside one of the doors. Joey and Roger, you notice that the sign has a stick figure of a person sitting on a chair holding something above their head with like radiation lines emitting from it.
Uh-oh.
And you also notice that that drawer is slightly ajar.
Okay. Can we push open the door and just peek inside a little bit?
As you reach for the door, you hear a voice from the end of the hall. It says, "Pardon me, who are you?"
Who is this man in our house?
Kevin?
No, not Brian, Kevin.
Brian, we found Kevin.
Oh, I'm going to explain my hard one that apparently I didn't put down the book, and I'm still mostly reading and not really paying attention.
Yeah, Brian doesn't really care about the plight of Kevin right now.
Sorry, deep Kevin, in that book. It's a really good book. It should have went straight to video.
I guess we'll walk over to him. Hello, sir.
Hello.
I'm Joey. Who are you?
You look him over, and he's got a very fancy tux on. He's standing in a very straight posture.
Oh, shit. Guys, this is Count Dracula.
Is he Count Dracula?
Okay, I'm going to shake his hand and say, "Count Dracula, I'm so glad to meet you. I'm a huge fan."
Not Count Dracula.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
How embarrassing.
Count Dracula. Count Dracula.
It's Count Dracula. Yeah. I love your work, sir.
Yeah.
It's pretty rude to not introduce yourself to somebody that you've just met, just touching them on the hand like that.
Oh, sorry. I'm Count Roger.
Count Roger. Roger, you're the owner of the new mansion, aren't you?
Yeah. I hold the deed, baby.
Baby. I'm Brian.
Nice to meet you, Brian. And your name, sir?
I'm Joey. I'm Joey. Dear friend.
Okay. My name is Higgins. I'm the butler of the manor.
Hey.
Roger, you are my new master, it appears.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's pretty cool, Roger, that your mansion came with a slave.
Yeah, I can make him do whatever I want. All right.
That's the rules.
Cool. I'll keep that in mind for later.
Oh, that got real dark, Roger. Shit.
He gives you a look over and he's like, "Maybe it's you three that are supposed to be the ones, but there's supposed to be a fourth."
Uh-oh. Oh, we do have our best friend Kevin, but he's pooping.
In the little girl's room.
He's in the little girl's room pooping.
There's no bathrooms on this side of the mansion. I don't know how he could. Maybe.
Oh no, we sent him to the wrong way.
Well, we own the place. We just kind of do as we please.
I guess, any room is a bathroom, really, after the first time you poop in it.
If you try hard enough, I guess I'll just clean it up. That's fine.
Oh, poor Higgins. He's used to this.
It's my job.
What are you referring to? What do you mean we're the four?
Oh, well, let's see. And he gestures towards the door that was slightly ajar. After you.
Into the radioactive door? I don't want to go to the radioactive door. I saw the stick figure on the door.
I'm just going to kick that door wide open.
Higgins, I'm the Chucky Finster of the group. I don't like to do things that are scary.
I'm the Brian of the group.
I'm the Doug of the group.
Oh,
that's cool. I'd like to be your friend.
Brian's by Patty Mayonnaise.
Okay. I never watched Kevin, Doug, so
In a confusing turn, Kevin is Roger. So that's some Doug humor for anybody that's like 36 or older.
Doug enthusiast.
Maybe we should do an episode on Doug. It's a deep well we've never touched. Roger, you said you kicked open the door?
Yeah.
So all three of you can see through the door now. What you see is a room that seems like some sort of storage room. It's filled to the brim with different kinds of trinkets and artifacts. Table after table covered with different interesting things. It's kind of overwhelming to all of you. There's so much to see, and everything there seems to be biting for your attention. Mm-hmm. You have an overwhelming compulsion to pour through all of it, exploring each little item one by one.
Guys, this is a storage room. This is where they keep the snacks. I'm going to run in and start putting everything in my mouth.
Oh, don't. No.
It's okay. You're going to help yourself.
Do an investigation check for me.
Okay.
Another d20.
I got a soft 14 on that one.
You got a 17.
Okay. I'm a regular 8. I put the book in my back pocket, but I'm still thinking about it a lot.
Can't get your mind off.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying here.
There are chairs at the back of the room. You all see that. And then you also all notice that the chairs are slightly off-center, which seems kind of strange. Your OCD is kicking in.
Okay.
Feels like they should be more centered towards the room. You also all notice that these chairs are strange. They kind of look like wooden outhouse toilets, but they're much nicer. And they have armrests and a plush lining for the backing. So not quite right. But if you were in a desperate need to relieve yourself, you might mistake one of them for a bathroom. Roger and Joey, you notice that there seems to be a fourth chair missing to the left. You can tell by the inundations in the rug that there might have been a fourth chair there at some point, but it's missing right now.
Can I ask some questions real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, so... is the chair like portable, like it can scoot it, or is it legitimately like an outhouse kind of chair where like it presumably would hold something?
Do you want to go over and kind of like check it out a little bit closer?
Do an investigation check.
Yeah, do an investigation check. It's not going to be very difficult.
Okay, I got a 19.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna get real in there. I'm licking it with my taste of tongue.
Try to put one of the chairs in your mouth too. It's way too big. You don't know what you were thinking. It's definitely, they're not like fastened to the ground or anything like that. They're more like standard chairs. It just happens to be a hole in the center where you sit. So that that part is kind of strange. Otherwise, it would kind of look like a wooden throne almost.
Cool.
I mean, that chair is beckoning for me. I want to sit in it. Do you guys think I should sit in it?
Yeah.
The chairs aren't beckoning for you specifically. It's more like all the different items in the room.
Okay. Everything's beckoning for me.
Thrall kind of thing.
Okay. Gotcha.
The feeling that I'm kind of imagining is I don't know if this happened to you guys, but the first time I went to Comic-Con and I walked into that room and there's just 1,000 different things everywhere. And I felt like I was overwhelmed by all the things I wanted to give my attention to.
Like at Costco.
Yeah,
Costco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, every time you go to Costco.
Or like Costco with that's radioactive. cool. I mean, the chairs themselves, though, they do seem to kind of pull at us. I want to sit in the one that Roger's looking at, but I don't want to say it because I'm just kind of like jealous.
I see, Joey, are you trying to sit in that chair?
I was thinking about it.
Okay, well, I mean, outside of the game universe, Joey, are you thinking about sitting in that chair?
Yes.
Okay. Can I roll to see if I can slide in under Joey so he ends up sitting in my lap on accident?
Yeah, do a slide of butt check.
Slide of butt check.
I cross my mind to do the same to you.
I got a 14 on that. I don't know how that's going to play out.
You are mostly successful, but you end up getting only like 3/4 of the way into the seat by the time Joey sits down. So he's kind of off center on your lap.
Okay,
this is
together.
Just how I like to sit.
Picture like a Santa Claus. You're Santa Claus to Joey
he's
right
just
now.
Straddling my leg.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing happens. You guys are just sitting in the chair.
Okay.
It's pretty comfortable, though. Higgins kind of gestures to the room and he says, do any of these items seem of particular interest to you? Mm-hmm. And there are 8 items scattered throughout the room that seem to get your attention more than the others, which is interesting because everything seems to be so cool. The first one is a maroon-colored crystal stone shaped similar to a feather with sharp details. It seems like it could also be used as part of a dart or maybe part of an arrow or maybe even like a cool hat ornament. Okay. There's a pair of fine leather boots, a golden pendant with the in the shape of a cross with a large gemstone faceted into the center. There's a pair of sleek metallic bracers with different symbols etched around the wrists. The symbols are difficult to discern, but you can make out a few of them. One of them is a flame, one is some vines, and one is some waves. There is a gnarled branch about 2 feet long with ivy wrapped around down the length of it. The branch widens at the top, and there is a skull of a goat, horns and all, resting perched at the end.
A cool one.
A silver harmonica in the shape of a couch with an engraving of a fountain on top of it.
I like that.
A glass vial with a cork stopper filled with viscous bubbling emerald liquid.
Whoa.
A small wooden box with a cushioned base containing a pair of perfectly spherical orbs. And the final one is just a tattered leather loincloth.
Oh, no.
Your choice is just made for you, Roger.
Yeah.
I was eyeballing those bracers, unless you guys wanted them.
No, it's all you, man.
The goat head staff is sweet. Come on, I won't play with that. But also, what are those spheres?
Yeah.
Are those fushigi balls?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a history check for me, Joey?
Yeah. 18.
Oh, wow. Man, your rolls are good.
Dice. Yeah, I got metal dice. New pair today.
You recognize these orbs. They seem like a popular pastime that you've kind of looked into a couple of times for contact juggling.
Oh.
That's very funny. That is a good hobby. I kind of want to do the staff. I was like, I'll save the hobby for later. I want to grab the staff.
Kevin, can I do, I'm interested in that loincloth, but I'd like to do a smell check on it. Can I roll for a smell check?
Yeah, do a smell check.
I got a 12.
You smell a, it smells perfumed, but you aren't really sure what the smell is specifically.
I'm into it. I grab them.
Okay, so Roger's got the loincloth. Brian's got the bracers, and Joey's got the staff. We'll start with Brian first, since he went first on the selection. You see Brian pick up the bracers, and his body kind of goes a little limp. Not Uh-oh. Like fall to the floor limp, but slack.
Oh, he's just being Brian.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Classic Brian.
Joey says that as his eyes glaze over white, and his expression drains from his face. Brian, do a perception check, Brian.
All right. 6.
Oh.
Man, you're the opposite of Joey.
Still thinking about
short circuit.
Brian, you are in a white void, essentially. There's nothing around you except for a single figure standing a couple feet away. You can tell with that perception check that it's a woman, and she's in a sleek, formal gown.
Okay.
But that's basically all you can make out. And she fades away, and you come back to reality, and that's that. Your eyes are back to normal, and you kind of come out of that phase.
That's intriguing.
I guess before Brian says anything, Joey reaches for that staff. Also roll a perception check for me, Joey.
Sure. Mm-hmm. 11.
Okay. Roger, you see the same thing happen to Joey that happened to Brian. Brian, this is the first time you're seeing it now happening to Joey. Joey, you are also in that white void. With an 11, you also notice that there is a woman with a colorful long dress standing before you, but you got a little bit better of a roll, so you can tell that she gives you kind of a light, kind smile as she fades away. And then you come back to the room.
I touch the staff again.
Nothing happens that time. You're still holding it. You never dropped it. Roger, your perception check?
7.
Okay.
Lucky 7.
Same thing happens to you. You're in the void. There's something standing in front of you. You can't make out very much with a 7. You can just tell that it's a very large built younger man. And that's basically it. And then the world fades.
Okay.
Did you guys see your most? Did you guys see your fantasy partner in that void?
I can't tell. Mine was big and dark, so maybe.
Higgins, looks you guys over again. He notices that the you seem to kind of resonate with those objects. He says, it was you. That's interesting. All right. You may take a seat in the thrones now, if you would choose.
Oh,
let's do it.
I'm going to go sit down and then look at Roger and pat my leg so he can pay back the favor if he wants it.
I'm going to grab my own chair. I'm going to squeeze in.
Higgins says, best of luck to you, gentlemen. And he claps his hands twice. And what happens next startles you. All three of your bodies become like rubber as they're sucked into the holes of the seats of your chairs.
No,
not like this.
Once again, you're in a void, but this time it's all darkness and you're falling.
Yeah. Oh my.
You keep falling for what feels like several minutes until you start to see some light below you. At first, it appears like a pinprick of brightness, but as you fall, it gets bigger and bigger until you pass through it and you're engulfed in light. It takes a moment for your eyes to adjust, but when they do, you see that you're in the sky plummeting towards the earth. You begin to panic as the ground gets closer and closer. You're confused and angry and scared, and your heart is racing in your chest, and you begin to think you might die of a heart attack before you even hit the ground until you collide with the floor. Give me a dexterity check, guys.
I got a 16.
16.
10.
Okay. Brian, you land on your feet but kind of fall on your butt right away.
That's about right.
And Joey and Roger, you land on either side of Brian in kind of like that superhero pose.
Yeah, like nice. Fist down on the ground. Cool. Yeah.
Man, I'm a real doofus so far in this story. I'm a real idiot.
Despite your dexterity checks, you guys are all fine. The fall didn't hurt at all, and to the best of your knowledge, you didn't seem to get any injuries. You look above you where you fell, and you see the rift of darkness in the sky kind of like closes shut. And it takes a moment for you guys to calm down and kind of like take in your surroundings. But when you finally do, you see that you've landed in a beautiful flowery meadow surrounded by a forest. Next to you is a large wooden sign that reads Storyhole Landing. And the caption below that says, Welcome, Chosen. Below that is a flip counter that reads Population 5. And as you're reading that sign, you hear a voice come from behind you. And it says,
There you are. I was wondering when you would show up.
Oh, hey, Kevin. Oh, hi. Who are you?
You turn to see a slender man with red skin, two gnarled horns, and a long scaled tail walking towards you. He grins at you with a row of sharp teeth and gives you kind of a friendly wave.
Welcome to Loria. My name's Levity. I'm kind of like the guardian of Storyhole Landing.
Guys, I think this is Count Dracula.
Ask him. So that's where we're going to end it here for today. We said that we were going to come back and kind of touch base on the naming after you guys got a sense of what this was going to be. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
How are we feeling?
The name of the town is Loria, right? So we're going to call it Loria Hole.
Hey!
I mean, I like that. My vote is for Storyhole and Dragons. I think
I think Storyhole and Dragons
communicates what it is the best.
Yeah.
I'm still wearing my What's Brian shirt, then I think this is applicable to call this Where's Kevin?
What's Brian? Where's Kevin? How's Roger?
How's Roger? And why is Joey? I think that's a great name if we do all four. I'll do Storyhole and Dragons is good.
Yeah, we can stick with that one.
Yeah.
Guys at home, if you're listening, I'd love to hear what you think of the thing. Send us an email at storyholepodcast@gmail.com. Also, I want to kind of incorporate you guys into this somehow. If you want to send a like an item or something with a little description on what it does and how it might be used in the game, I would love to incorporate it into the game as we play through it. This all happened already, but, you know, because we're telling what happened between the seasons, but I can, you know, play with the things that the boys come across a little bit.
Can I also email weapon ideas that I have?
Yeah.
Because I got some really challenging ideas that I think you'll enjoy.
Roger Super Sword.
When you do email, put for Kevin's eyes only in the title so that we don't spoil it because we all share the email. So yeah. You know not to look at it.
And that email address is storyholepodcast@gmail.com.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also,
by our Instagram.
By Instagram. Also, swing by the Instagram. It's a Storyhole. I can't do this. Swing by our Instagram. It's Storyhole Podcast as well. Instagram.
Fuck me.
Leave a review at Apple Podcasts. We'll read it live on the air. If you guys wanted to do that, that would be great.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Just right, just look at that bright light, believe in the magic, and it can save you from your past. This bond is always gonna last, when nothing else makes sense, just ask. What you gonna do?